Okay, today we begin right where we were supposed to.
First word on the daf.
Rabbi Zera Chalash. Olagadei Rabbi Avu. Now Rabbi Zera became ill. Rabbi Avu came to visit him. And he was mekabel on himself, kabel alei. Imitvach katina chorech shaki avide yam betav l'rabbanan. That if the little one with the burnt feet gets better, I'm going to make a holiday. And everybody, that's what they used to call Rabbi Zera. He was a short fellow, and he used to check himself in a heated oven to see whether Gehenna would have any power over him. And there was never any problem until somebody gave him Nayan Hora. The Rabbanan started looking, who the heck is this guy think he is anyway? And then he got burned, he went to some. So they used to call him the shorty with the little feet. But that was in order to be maskir his chus, that he was such a madrega. In any event, he was mekabel himself to make a party. Yes, a seuda, yom tov l'Rabbanan, is like this, what's called a siyum. It's the same idea. Itzbach, and indeed he got better, and avat se'udas v'kul Rabbanan, he invited all of the Talmidim to his home, and of course the guest of honor was Rabbi Zera. So kimat ala mishrei, when it came time now to cut the bread, to be mevarech for everybody, he said to Rabbi Zera, lishron lamar, please, sir, you do the honors. Omar le'lo sever lamar l'hoder Rabbi Yochanan yomar ba'alavar b'tzeya. Do you not agree that the halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan? We go according to Bala Bayit. You're the Bala Bayit. You should do the honors. Sure. So he did. Kimata Lebrusa, when it came time for Pirkat HaMazon, so he gave Rabbi Zera to bench. Amle Nivach Lamar. Amale Lo Savala Marla Hoder Rav Huna Demin Bavel. You don't hold of what Rav Huna. This Rav Huna Demin Bavel was Rav Huna. He's just saying in Bavel because Rabbi Zera, this is the regular Rav Huna. But since Rabbi Zera was now in Eretz Yisrael, together with Rabbi Avu, having spent his years learning in Bavel, so he's mentioned to the people in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Huna from Bavel. But that's who the in Bavel we always call him Rav Huna. So to us, that's Rav Huna in our Gemara. We're in Bavel here with this Gemara. But if he's telling him, you know, back in Bavel, we have this big gadol Rav Huna. He says that the one who did the Bitsiyat HaPap, he's the one that's supposed to do the Birkat HaMazon. So, got you there. It's a bit of Batsiyat Mevorech. In fact, you can mansvirale. What then was Rabbi Avu thinking? He holds the other Rabbi Yochanan Mishav Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bala Bayit indeed is Batsiyat. But the Oreach is the one who does the Brachot. Because the Bala Bayit, the reason the Bala Bayit is Botzeh is not because of inyonim of kavod. Even if there's somebody who is very chashuv there that the Bala Bayit would like to give to be Botzeh, he's the one who's supposed to be Botzeh. Why is that? Because he's the one who owns the Seuda. Therefore, anybody else is likely to worry about how much he's handing out. He doesn't know. He won't do things b'ayin yafa. So we want the Bala Bayit to be the one to give everybody b'ayin yafa. Kedesh yevatzach b'ayin yafa.
The calculation, but we just happened to be
incident
where he offered to
Rabbi Zera. Yeah, we're saying you come on Sri Lanka. We're poskening now, not like him. Why is the Oreach to the Bracha? Kadesh Yevarech Lebalabai is in order that he should be able to say a special Bracha to the Balabait. My Mevarech, what is this special Bracha? And Rebbe would add, Rebbe Masipa Dvarim, of course this had to do with Rebbe's personal economic ma'amad, And the question is, it's quite clear from this sugya throughout that the one who was mezamin was the only one who said the bracha. Not as it's said today, we call that chaviyachad as bracha la'atzmo, even when there's a birkat hazimun, which is
basically came about because people stopped paying attention. Now, in order to be Yotzei Bracha V'Pi HaMevarech, you have to be Mechaven Latzeita to not lose concentration. As Richie can tell us, that's a very difficult kind of thing to do.
Mission impossible.
Mission impossible. So what would he do for others that are like him, like us, I should say? What do we do when we come to a Suda? Somebody's going to say the brachot. By the time he gets to Azonis HaKol, we're already holding and skiing, or who knows what. So, Mamela, right now, everyone is Bevarach Li'atzmo. So now the question is, since each is Bevarach Li'atzmo, Bichlal, whether there's a din of the Oreach being Bevarach. Because there's no particular value in the Oreach over anybody else. If somebody wants to say now a bracha aloud, so everybody really should give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. There's a lot of questioning among the Achronim, beginning with the Oreach HaShulchan, but it's just brought up by a lot of the more recent poskim, whether any of this applies anymore in terms of the giving the Oreach. It's also Nogea, another issue, which is, can the Oreach refuse? If there's a din in the Baal HaBayis that it's considered to be a horrific breach of etiquette, it's a connected all derech eretz for the Baal HaBayis to ask the Oreach to be Mevarech, which includes the bracha of the Baal HaBayis, and he refuses, it's like a slap in the face. If no longer there's an inyan of bracha of Baal HaBayis, so then the Oreach can refuse too. I am not roy to be the one to be Mevarech for the sword. I don't feel comfortable, whatever it is. But so there too, there's a diyun about how valuable this is. You'll notice that a lot of this has fallen by the wayside. A lot of people don't even know this bracha. The Sfardim are very zohir to say it properly. They have this nusach, but they add the mivanim sheyichyu, nechasim sheyichyu, yivarech Hashem chelo, and so on and so forth. But those are all nice things. It's mostly but dvarim. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yashiv is Madaik from Rebbe Moshe Batvar. Is what I said before wasn't. It's muskan that this is Rebbe because of Rebbe. Why was Rebbe? Rebbe was sensitive to economic status, to the question of the stock market and how things are doing. He had to give a special bracha to the stock market. But from there you see, Lomaisa, that you should be Madaik according to the needs of the Baal HaBayit. So you, whatever that Baal HaBayit needs should be included, particularly in your bracha. Again, the Sfardim are careful to do that. They'll often give a whole long and complex bracha, which takes it whatever it's a simcha, you know, you see nachas from these children, and so whatever it is, it's all nichlas in the bracha Baal HaBayit, which is very pleasant. And then, of course, it loses its Ashkenazic formality and becomes actually heartfelt, you know. It's also a good thing. Ad heichan birkat hamazon. Now this is birkat hazimun. This here we have a very important machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. Lamaisa, just about everybody ignores Rashi, but incredibly, Rashi's pshat is that the question is which part of the three, up to which point in birkat hamazon, do we say, particularly when we have a mezuman? But an individual would not say. And according to him, Rav Nachman Omnam says Ad Nevarech, which is fine. But the amazing thing is Rav Shesha says Ad Azan. Which means according to Rashi, an individual doesn't say the first bracha, Birkat HaMazon. Since we paskin like Rav Shesha, according to the rules of Psakin, negative Rav Nachman, Rashi's understanding of the sugya would be Mechayev, an individual, never to say Azanatako, to start with no delicha. And in fact, there's some actually paskin this way, based on Rashi. Tosfos says, I mean, it's absolutely horrific. I mean, first of all, whoever heard of such a thing? Nasim b'chol yom, I mean, did you ever see anybody start with Katav Azon from no delicha? It's unheard of. Secondly, we have riyas that the Gemara is brought all the time that the Birkat Hazan is Bioraita, brought a riyah from the Chatmas Avata. Rumi David could tell me that somehow or other it's only a Bioraita if there's three people. And where does it say that? Whoever saw that there's an afkamina between the Yochanan and Rabbim in terms of what you said. And every place that we had in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, how do we refer to Birkat Hazan? We call it Birkat Hazan, or what do we call it? Mevorech Acharav. Shalosh brachot. Where's the shalosh brachot? Tell me. Shalosh brachot in the event that there's a mezuzah. That's what shalosh brachot means. Because of this, Tosfos it completely changes the meaning. And he says, we're continuing the sugya we said before. How did we start this? We started yesterday with the question of a person waiting for somebody else who needs to leave. He's going to say Birkat HaMazon. And then the other person will continue eating after the other, so he'll say the Birkat HaZimun. Question is, up until what point is Birkat HaZimun? Do I just answer Baruch Shachal Mishalov Tavol Chayino, and then I go on eating and he says Hazan? Or must I remain now at attention, listening to him say the bracha until Hazan et Hakol, and only then I can go on eating, which is, of course, the way that normatively the sugya is understood and how we paskin, and we wait until Hazan, and indeed the halacha is like repetition, which adds up perfectly according to Tosafot. Now, of course, this causes tremendous complications in the sugya as we continue, because the Gemara wants to say that this is a machlokas tanoi. So, neima ketanoi, the tani chada, birkat amazon shnai v'shlosha, the tanya idach shlosha v'arba'a. Now, there's clearly a problem here according to Rashi, because lashon shlosha or arba'a is lashon zachar. And according to Rashi, and apparently his girsa was shalosh arba, or shtayim shalosh, according to Rashi, the reference here is to the brachot of Birkat HaMazon. The fact that it's in Lashon Zachar is another one of the objections that Tosfos has, the way Rashi's learning the sugya. If it were referring to the brachot, why are there so many nuschaot that talk about it in Lashon Zachar? Nobody ever gets mixed up with that. But in any event, Rashi says, look, Birkat HaMazon Shtayim V'Shalosh means, one bright is saying, Birkat HaMazon for Yachid is two brachot. Birkat HaMazon for Mizuman is three brachot, because it includes also the bracha of Hazan, which according to Rashi is not included if there's Shtayim. So in other words, you see that according to this brighta, apparently, Birkat HaZimun continues on until Hazan, and therefore you don't say B'yachid. You only have two brachot left. When we say two brachot, of course, we mean two brachot out of the Dioraita brachot, excluding Atova Metiv. So we would just say Ala Aretz V'Ala Mazon and Bonei Yerushalayim. But we wouldn't say the Hazan Et Hakol, according to the Rashi, in the Shtayim V'Shalosh. Whereas the other Braita says, again, we have to change the Girsa according to Rashi to Shalosh V'Arba. So in other words, if you're saying Shalosh V'Arba, what you're saying is, if there's two people, then they have three brachot, including Hazan, and of course the Birkat Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon and Bonei Yerushalayim. Whereas if they have a Mizuban, they have the fourth bracha, which is Nivarech. So in other words, the machloket over here between these brightot is whether Nivarech itself is a separate bracha, or whether Nivarech is Hazan. We start off with Nivarech, and we end at Hazan. Therefore, the nafka mina would be whether there's the number of people that are there. Okay, so according to the brighta that says two and three, says Rashi, clearly there's only a total of three possible brachot. If you have a mezum and you say all three of them, beginning with the word Nevarech Shechana Mishalo, ending with Hazanat HaKol is bracha number one, whereas the other brayta holds, no, Nevarech is a separate bracha, and then you start the next bracha for Hazanat HaKol, which gives you a total of four possible brachot if you have a mezuman. Okay, so then it would seem to be a machloket tana'im, says Rashi. You hear it, so the Tani Yidach Shosha V'Arba, our assumption being, Savrua, the Kuli Alma Atov HaMetiv La Dioraita, nobody was taking into consideration Atov HaMetiv, that's B'chlo, not included here in our discussion, because Atov HaMetiv is not part of Birkat HaMazon. Atov HaMetiv, as we'll see later, is a special bracha that we made for the Harugei Beitar, and we incorporated it into Birkat HaMazon, but it's not part of the brachot, so that's what we were assuming. So my lab, in which case, the only way to understand the two approaches in these two brachot is that the man yom ha'shtayim v'shalosh. Notice I would go back and forth on this thing. So the man yom ha'shtayim in the keva. 2 and 3, saying, okay, nivarech continues ad hazan. If you have 3 people, then you say until Baruch Atah Hashem hazan et hakol. If you have 2 people, then you only can start with no delecha. Man yom ha'shalosh v'arba, kasava ad nivarech. Whereas the other braita holds this 4 brachot. Nivarech shachanu mishalo, baruch shachanu mishalo tvokayinu is bracha number 1. Hazanat olam with hazanat hakol is bracha number 2. No delecha with alaret alamazon is bracha number 3. And then bonei Yerushalayim is the 4th bracha. If you only have 3 people, so then you start with hazanat hakol. You can't say baruch shachanu mishalo tvokayinu. Perfectly good explanation. And then we would see that indeed we have the machloket Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshet as an ancient tradition here in the Brightons. So it's an old machloket. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Reb Nachman is willing to explain both of these Brightot according to his own approach, and Reb Sheshet is matarits the Brightot according to his approach. And here's how he explains it. Reb Nachman would say, absolutely not. Everybody agrees that the bracha of the mizuman is only until nivarech shachanu mishalo baruch shachanu mishalo tochayinu. Period. Now, of course, that explains very well the shalosh v'arba, total of 4 brachot, if you have 3 people. 3 brachot if you only have 2 people or less, because they don't say nivarech shachanu mishalo. What about the other lashon? It's a shtayim v'shalosh. How do I explain that? Man yamar shtayim v'shalosh is we're talking over here about poalim, and remember poalim take the bracha bonei Yerushalayim and build it into the bracha v'al haaretz v'al hamazon in order to get up more quickly, so as not to steal from the time of the Baal HaBayit by taking a bracha break. I mean, the coffee break was bad enough. We're certainly not going to give them an extra bracha break. And so therefore we said, if we're talking about poalim, then of course we would have the same idea. If you have 3 people, you say nivarech, that gives you 3 brachot. If you only have 2 people, it leaves you with only 2 brachot because of the shortened version of Birkat HaMazon for poalim. Yom Amar, Poteach Bazan, Kolel Bnei Yerushalayim B'Birkat HaAretz. Okay. Total of 2 brachot. And with the mizuman, 3 brachot of nivarech. Reb Sheshet, on the other hand, claims that both of the brachot work out fine, according to him as well. And he says, look, certainly Birkat Hazimun goes until Hazanat Hakol. Now, the man yom ha'shtayim v'shalosh, okay, that makes sense, because, I mean, that's your option. Either you have, if you're 2 people, again, the way Rashi's learning, you only have 2 brachas left, because you start from no delecha. If you're 3 people, you also have hazanat hakol. How do I explain the braita that talks about 4 people? I mean, 4 brachot. That's talking about hatov v'hametiv indeed. And that braita apparently holds that hatov v'hametiv is dioraita, and the basis of the hatov v'hametiv dioraita is indeed a medrash on the pasuk v'achalta v'savato v'rach v'ovidarshan. Each one of those can get another one of the brachot. Al haaretz hatova, asher natan lecha. Asher natan lecha is bechlal, all of the good things that God has given you. That's a remesh to hatov amitiv, so that's included in the overall structure of the brachot. Now, obviously Tosafot cannot entertain any of this, because according to him it's nonsensical to talk about an individual skipping Birkat Hazan. So he's talking about now a case where somebody was mafsik for others. Now, that's crazy. I mean, how does that have anything to do with the question? So now, Tosfos indeed says, well, you'll notice it says Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Nekeva for the bracha. And it is not referring to the brachot. It's referring to the number of people. That's the question. And the thing that we're learning out of this machloket is whether we view Nivarech as a separate bracha, in which case, if I'm waiting for you to say Zimun, as soon as you say Baruch Hashem, I go back to reading my New York Times, and eating while you bench. I don't have to sit around listening to you. That's if your Nivarech is a bracha. If your Nivarech is only an introduction to the bracha and has to incorporate Hazan, it's nothing to do with what I would say as an individual, obviously. But if I was listening to Birkat HaZimun, I can't very well go back to the New York Times. I'd have to go to the Herald Tribune under those circumstances. No, I'm sorry. So we would listen to the Birkat HaMazon all the way till the end. How can I, in the middle, start going back to my Siddur? Fine. What do I do about the language over here? What am I talking about? How am I bringing a Arias? It says very simple. The halacha is that you cannot split a bracha if somebody's not a baki in a bracha. He can't say, well, I know the half, first half. He knows the second half. He doesn't know the first half. So let's put it together. You can't do that. But what you can do is every separate bracha can be muvarak of another person. Therefore, according to the question over here is, if somebody knows Nivarech, Baruch Shacham, Shalom, Tovah, Chayinu, is that a bracha? In which case, you have a maximum of four people that are saying Birkat HaMazon. Or is it not a bracha, and there's only one bracha starting with Nivarech, ending with Hazanat HaKol, and you can't have the guy stop in the middle? Okay, so that would be the question of how to understand it. How many people maximum could be included? So if you hold that Birkat HaZon and Birkat Hazanat HaKol and Birkat HaZimun is all one bracha, what's the maximum number of people you could have over here that are gonna make that bracha? So if it's all one bracha, okay, that entire thing is one, ignoring the last bracha. And according to the other man yomer, that is two. And then also, how do we get the three and the four? And look at that. That was the child of include Birkat HaPoalim or Birkat HaTova Metiv. They're totally different sugya according to Tosafot. Fine. By the way, it raises some fascinating issues, which is, when it comes to the wedding, we split the Sheva Brachot. They're actually all one long bracha. The proof is that they don't start with Baruch, each one of them. So it's obviously continuing on, except for the final bracha, which begins again. All of them should be a bracha, one long bracha. Why are we mafsik? And so, and there's apparently brachot, even though the brachot asmuchot l'chavrata, which indeed is the case of Birkat HaMazon, there's no problem in splitting them up between different people. So, but there are indeed some who say that the chatchila, you shouldn't split them. Anyway, it should be one person who says all of the Sheva Brachot. I mean, otherwise, not all, except for the last one. The last one is saved for Rishi.
That would take away a lot from the wedding ceremony.
You think so?
Not having to... Collect,
oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wow.
At well-intentioned weddings, that's exactly what they do.
So it's not to insult anybody.
Exactly what we did with Sheffy's wedding. We gave the whole thing to him. That's definitely, when you got a lot of people there, it's hell on earth.
Yeah, not a big rabbit.
You got to, what you got to do is find a big rabbit as a relative. That's what you got to do. Nobody can complain if it's like his cousin's uncle. You know?
He told me he would ask the day to come to his wedding, and I said, well, which bracha will I get?
Yeah, and that's normal. That's the norm.
But yeah, and then he went to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and he said, an old man, I don't get there. He says, I need you to the wedding. He says, I'm there.
Although, I mean, one could certainly be malam mitzvus and such a thing. I mean, listen, these people are invited every day to 40 weddings. If you want me to be misado your kedushin, it's so valuable to you. It's okay, I'll be matriarch to go. It's not that important to you. I don't have to be matriarch to go. I mean, that's usually the way it's... once it gets into whether I'm getting the third bracha, the fourth bracha, and we got problems. All right. Yeah. What an institution. Okay, so continues the Gemara. Omer of Yosef, I don't see any grounds for Hatova Meitiv being Dioraita. I'll prove to you that Hatova Meitiv can't be a bracha Dioraita. Tida, the Hatova Meitiv love Dioraita. If it were Dioraita, how in the world would we leave the bracha out for Poalim? We're telling Poalim, leave early on this. I mean, obviously, we sense that there's a difference between the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv and the other brachot. It's a given. How can anybody argue on that? I mean, Poalim Okrimotah, it's a Mishnah. We're arguing on the Mishnah. Omer Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Martha, Mishmei Rav, I'll prove to you that HaTov HaMeitiv love Dioraita. Why do you think it starts with Baruch? If it's all part of Birkat HaMazon, then it's all a continuation. So we don't start saying Baruch at the end. We should simply end with Baruch the way we do with all the other brachot. Instead, what we do, we're poteach the Baruch, which means that it's not part of Birkat HaMazon. And therefore, it's clearly a separate bracha. Must be that it's not Deoraita, which is because of the takana. So, Hare poteach be Baruch, vein chotein ba be Baruch. Kedetanyan, indeed, the Braita points out that there's a general approach to brachot. The general approach is, except for the 5,016 cases that the general approach doesn't apply to, the general approach to brachot is that kol ha-brachot kulam poteach be-ben be-baruch, v'chotein be-ben be-baruch. Now, there's a few cases that are not included in that opening and closing. First of all, there's all the Birkat HaPirot. And then there's all the Birkat HaMitzvot. And then there's the Bracha HaSmucha L'Chaverta, in which you continue on from the previous Bracha. Then you also have the Bracha Achrona, Shebe Kriyat Shema. There's also Brachot Yesh Be'am, Shepoteach Ben Be'baruch, Ve'ino Chotein Be'baruch. You have cases where when it's not one of the opening, as we said, kol abrochot kulam, but rather it's one of the latter cases, there are some that open and some that close. And you have Atova Meitiv actually opens with Baruch. It doesn't have a closing of Baruch. That's not clear why that's true. So, first of all, it opens. I mean, we have to say, as Tosis points out, that the whole idea of its opening here is because it's not smucha l'chaverta, because of that difference. As a matter of fact, we saw earlier, we say amen after Bonei Yerushalayim. Once you say that amen, obviously it's no longer smucha l'chaverta. Ein lecha hefsek gadol mizeh, because that's the point of the amen, is to show that I have completed my brachot, so I certainly can't be poteach with it. As a matter of fact, that amen causes a lot of other problems, because you certainly cannot pretend that you're still in the middle of Ritzei or anything like that. There's normally, let's say, if you finish saying a bracha, and you remember b'toch kedei dibur, that, I was supposed to add in a bracha to the Geshamim, or whatever the case is, over here I was supposed to add in, Ritzei. So I should be able to say Ritzei. But I can't, because I said amen. If I said amen, I'm saying, well, that's done with, now let's get on with it. Well, oops, it's too late. That's why we had to be mitaken, this whole other bracha that was taken before Bnei Yerushalayim. All right, but why, asks Tosafot, that it makes sense why it doesn't begin with Baruch, but why does it end with Baruch? I mean, I thought you said kol ha-brachot kulam, but te'ach b'baruch, and also ends b'baruch. So, Tosafot is very interesting thing. This is a, you know, some historical sideline. He says, the bracha is actually Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. That's the bracha that we still say as HaTov HaMeitiv. In Birkat HaMazon, it got very complicated. Because later on, they decided to add the three Malchiot and the three Gemilot, as we'll see. Okay, but that wasn't really part of the bracha. So certainly, we're not going to be metaken a new Nusach HaBracha on the HaTov HaMeitiv. So since it doesn't come now to give us a lot of tefillot, it's all, at least in its initial takana, it retains the tzura of its original takana, which is fascinating.
Didn't we learn earlier that the Birkat HaMazon is really like the mother of all brachas, in a sense? I mean, that's uh-huh. Isn't it a little bit strange to
go to
the outside in order to learn it? I mean, isn't Birkat HaMazon the model?
It is, but I don't understand the question. It is the model, and now?
Oh, now we're going to...
We're talking about HaTov HaMeitiv now.
Okay,
yeah, HaTov HaMeitiv is not really part of it. So, but anyway, am I not right in saying Michlal, the Bracha B'fnei Atzmai? Getting back to what I was saying. So, it must be that it's not part of the Birkat HaMazon. Otherwise, why would it begin? Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I bring another raya that HaTov HaMeitiv can't be a Deoraita. You know why? Because in the Beit HaAvel, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't say the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. So if you make a zimun in the house of an Avel, Rabbi Akiva says, instead of saying HaTov HaMeitiv, you say Baruch Dayan HaEmet. which is the other version of Atova Mitiv, essentially. In Olam Haba, we say all, even Dayan Emet is only Atova Mitiv, but in Olam Hazeh, we perceive a difference between Atova Mitiv and Dayan Emet, but they're both the same bracha in terms of Ahanagat Hashem of the Briot, that's Kulo B'Chesed. So, since we drop Atova Mitiv Kitzuratan, the Beit Ha'Ava, not that we really do this La'alaka, but according to Rabbi Akiva, we do. I mean, how could Rabbi Akiva even think of such a thing? Unless it's actually not part of Birkat HaMazon to say Atova Mitiv. Kiritanya. Mahim Obrim, the Beit Ha'Avel, Baruch Atova Mitiv, like anybody else. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you only say Baruch Dayan Emet. Wait a minute. And the Tanakhama holds, you don't mention Dayan Emet. You only say Atova Mitiv. Dayan Emet lo? No. The Tanakhama holds that you still say Hatov HaMetiv despite the fact that you add Dayan HaMet to that bracha. And in fact, you want to know what the gears of that bracha is. Marzutra came to visit Rav Ashi, and Dafka, while he was there, Itra Be'Milta, and he finds him now sitting Shiva. So Patach Ubarich, so when he came to Birkat HaMazon, he said, when he came to the fourth bracha, Baruch Atov Amitiv El Emet Dayan Emet Shofet Betzedek Lokeach Bemishpat V'Shalit Ba'Olamo La'Asot Bo Kiritzono Ki Kol Drachav Mishpat Shehakol Shelo V'Anachnu Amo V'Avadav U'V'Chol Anachnu Chayavim La'Hodot Lo U'Levorcho Goder Pirtzot B'Yisrael Hu Yigdor Et HaPirtza Hazot B'Yisrael L'Chayim. So now, actually, there's a Bahag, it's very interesting, that takes out the words Bamishpat. Because he says that the Gemara comes out that life isn't fair. So he says Bamishpat. Yesh mita below avon, v'yesh yisurim below chait. What do you say Bamishpat? How can you be koveya Bamishpat? Fascinating. The Tosfos says that's not a good enough reason to take Bamishpat out of the Bahag. But it's a fascinating question. Was here we're on a Beit HaAvel. Are we asserting that life is fair to Dafka? Or love Dafka? In any event, the Shaila is Bizban Hazed. I mean, this is very Nogea, this, you know, you must know. People have this extremely irritating habit of walking into Beit HaAvels and acting like Eov's friends. You know, they all have comments about something or other. You know, well, it's a great kapara, it'll be a melech yosher, he's better off now, whatever. You know, they always have intelligent comments to make, in which everybody else is cringing, you know, but they know the answers to life's questions. And you're the shyless, is what the Bahak says. You know, even in the bracha you wouldn't say something like that, you know. So, it behooves one to recognize that life is more complex ratio at the bottom line, you know. In any event,
do we ever have a case where people have like a suda of the base level that people?
Oh, this is a good question. Sure, we do. Of course, we do. The shaila is that all of the modern poskim mention that they never saw anybody say this bracha, which is interesting. It doesn't say anywhere not to say it, and the Shulchan Aruch says it, and then all the poskim achronim it says it, and yet somehow or other, people stop saying it, which is very odd. I mean, Geshe Chaim says, never saw anybody in Paragelis, I never saw anybody say this. And in fact, the Minhag has somehow become not to say it. Now, as Scott pointed out, are we in fact Koveya, a Suda with an Avel? And it's interesting. Some say that maybe that's why it fell into disuse. Because it could be that this is only said in Zimun Basara, I suggest. In other words, the Chashivut of Goder Britzot Yisrael, and the whole idea of people being there and being mechazek, it's not when it's a small family, it's in Birkat HaMazon, there's people present. We don't make those kind of things. We don't do a suda of this kind, so it fell into disuse. And at this point, people maybe are no longer bekiyim in the bracha and so on. But it's interesting that this was a bracha, apparently, until fairly recently was said. Because the first time it comes up of people saying, I never heard of it, his mom is, I mean, one generation ago.
The Yemenites, I went to a Yemenite family.
Now these are all Ashkenazi.
Yeah, about 20 people there watched it with Talitot.
And they did not say the bracha?
They said
they did say the bracha, yeah.
There's a whole Sudan, drank wine.
Yeah, yeah. There's a place, there's different Eidot. Some of the Eidot, I mean, make an Italian wake look like nothing. No, seriously, they have minhagim. That it's a tikkun of the nifter and the neshama to eat what more, to say as many brachas as possible, the whole seder of brachas, everybody should be mavarech.
In the house,
and it's recovered the nifter. Sure. Absolutely. They're outraged when they come to be.
And every day they do it?
Every day.
Not about the way talitot.
What?
Where
the talitot. They're outraged when they come. I mean, people have asked me, like, you know, this is the way Ashkenazim sits. You know, like, nobody eats anything. They're not serving anything. There's no, like, how's it possible? It's part of the whole religious observance to them. Certainly not to make big.
The reform, but not from, they bring food.
They do bring food, yeah. That's the nice part of the sitting shiva, you know. They're trying to make it as comfortable as possible.
How is it
for
doors?
A Batad, you know,
huh? How is it for a
Batad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you guys overseas over here, I don't mean to embarrass anybody, but I got to say over this story, so if any of you are listening, I don't mean to put anybody down. But when I was sitting shiva for my father's atzal, there was a group of Syrians that came in from New York. They're gonna be Menachemov. So in beautiful Syrian fashion, they decide to do it big. They're not going to drive down to New York. They're going to get like a, you know, I think it was something like a 16-foot limousine, you know, which 15 people can sit in. And they're going to come, and they're going to really show COVID, to the, you know. So they come and they drive up. Can you imagine the nervous roll in this? I mean, the people there have never seen a car. They don't know a car like this exists. They can barely negotiate the turns, you know, and these little turns. You know, it looks like a bunch of mafia people coming out with the dark glasses and so on. The place is sitting there, everybody's holding their breath like they're going to take out the guns now. it was an unbelievable moment. But, you know, that's the way you do it. You do it with spirit. All right, Jeff, you got it. Oh my leg raised, you're going to lose that. The Rav Sheshet. So almost got away with it again, huh? Lehechan hu chozer. Now, where does he go back to? Now, Rashi learns, and this is interesting because it was Tosfos all along who was talking about that the case is a reference to what we last dealt with what happens when somebody was being mavarek and you had to wait for him. Rashi, ironically, learns that that's exactly what the sugya is going on here. The question is, I heard you bench. And you benched until Azan et Hakol. And I said, Amen. Do I now say Azan et Hakol again? Or was I Yotze with your benching? And I continue from that point on. And that's the machlok, okay?
Later in the meeting.
When I finish, you already left. I'm still reading my New York Times. When I complete my coffee and so on, where do I go to? Do I go back to the beginning, or do I start from where you were? So Reb Zvi Bishbeda Bayo Mefasol LaRosh. You have to go back to the beginning. Whereas Rabbanan Amri L'Makom Shepasak, start from where the last guy stopped. V'Yilchot L'Makom Shepasak. Now, of course, here, ironically, Tosfos says, we can't be referring back to that case. You're telling me a guy here in Hazanat HaKol goes back and for 3 hours he's having all kinds of other things and he's reading his paper and having a ball, and now he comes back and he forgets the first prophet. Of course, that part is consistent with the Rashi and his relationship to the first prophet. How could we possibly say after he eats that he was Yotze Hazan with the other guy's prophet? That doesn't make any sense. So therefore we have to say that it's talking about, according to him, the Aniyah on the bracha. The continuation of this sugya. When the guy who is being Mavarech, he says, Nevarech Shechana Mishalom. Everybody says, Baruch Shechana Mishalom Tzvo Chayinu. What does he say? Does he now go to where they are and say, Baruch Shechana Mishalom Tzvo Chayinu? Or does he simply go back to the beginning and repeat what he said? I'm first suggesting, Nevarech Shechana Mishalom,
Baruch Shachan Mishalom Tavachinu. Indeed, then Nevarech Shachan Mishalom Baruch Ata Hashem Lakin Melech Alam Hazanat Olam, which we don't pass. Can we pass him like the Chachamim that he should be chozer to where they were? So he already said Nevarech Shachan Mishalom. Now answer to their Baruch Baruch Shachan Mishalom Tavachinu, which is the way we do it. Omer Le Reish Galushta Lulev Sheshet. You know, you may be elderly Rabbonim, and maybe you don't climb mountains every morning, I don't know. But I'll tell you something. You can trust these Persians, they know more about you guys, about how to make a surah. Because, you know, Bizman Shein Shtem Mitot, because the minhag there was to lean on a couch. So if you have two people there, the way they do it is, the gadol, he sits down, lies down first on his, and then sheni lo lamala himenu. The other guy, now remember that always when you're leaning on your left, right? So now, you've got the back of the couch over there, you're leaning on your left hand, the guy who is above you will now be behind you. So he's going to be, which of course creates a problem because you don't see him. But on the other hand, you're in front. So you're the gadol. Okay. So that's what they do. What they do is that if you have two people, they put the one of the second in gadlus is lamala hemenu, but in back of him. And when we say lamala, it's because his feet are at the level of your head behind you. If you have three people, shalosh, bezmanshin shalosh, then the gadol is mesav be'emtza, the sheni lo lamala emenu, but the shlishi lo lamata emenu, because if you would do it the other way, you would put now the next guy above you. So then what would happen is, you're now going to be mezalzel in him by how it is that you have the other guy. So the second one, what we want to do is be mechabed everybody in the way which is roy for them. That's how they do it, and they don't see any problem with that.
So they're both closer to the middle guy.
They're both close to the middle guy. Omar Lay. So Rav Shesha says, well, now that's so smart, isn't it? These parsoi. I suppose that if the gadol decides he wants to speak to somebody, he should get up, twist his head around, so he should be able to see him. That's very convenient. So now Madrid's Tirutzi, Vyatiku Mishtoyvade. So now he has to turn around. Oh Marley, well now wait a minute. Remember we're talking about Persians over here. Persians don't talk. They make hand signals. So Shiny Parsoy de Machfili Bimbachog. So if they need something, they just indicate it with their fingers. Then it's the other guy's problem. And Mayim Rishoni, Mihechan Matchilin, Esther Psheshes, Omale Minagado. Well, when they bring the first water out to prepare your hands for eating, they start from the most kosher of a person. Really, says Psheshes, I suppose, of course, this is very Nogeas as well. Yeshev Agadov, Yishmor Yadav, Achnopin Kulam. So in other words, the gadol should sit around, twiddling his thumbs, because he can't talk, he can't do anything now, he washed the tilat yadayim. So he should sit around twiddling his thumbs while all the kids end up being mevarech. That makes sense to you? Says the Reish Galus, of course it doesn't make sense. Le'alter maitu taka kame. Immediately when he washes his hands, he's immediately brought his own private serving table, which was the minig in those days anyway, to come to the couch. And at that point, he begins to eat while all the other plebeians are busy washing their hands and getting their food. Oh, Marley, how about Mayim Achroni? Meichan Matchilin? And how do they do with the Mayim Achroni? Oh, Marley, Mirakatan? The Mayim Achroni, they start from the least kosher. Really now, said Rav Sheshes. And I suppose the gadol should sit around with filthy fingers until somebody gets around to bringing him something, huh? Achenotlim kulam? I'm like, no. Well, you didn't get the whole story. Lo misalki taka mikamei adinanti maya legabe. Obviously, he continues eating. It's the katan who stops eating first, and he's given to wash while his elders are continuing to eat.
But these goyim, the person did what we do. Even though the pasuk by us brings the pasuk.
First of all,
we send kiddushin, and here's learning from goyim.
Can I now answer? Thank you. First of all, it's not 100% clear that it's talking about goyim. And it, parsoi, might also mean regular guys from Poros who were not talmidei chacham kishishoy and who were following the minhagim of Poros. But even if not, it's still ultimately the same idea. Any reasonably civilized society has a way of preparing yadayim before eating, as you'll note wherever you go, and has a way of cleaning yadayim after eating, whether it's in terms of bringing something that you stick your fingers into, or pour the water over, whatever it is, but any civilized society is makbid not to be sticking filth into your mouth and not to be going along with your subsequent life having your fingers all sticky with food, correct? So, therefore, it's perfectly valid in terms of derech eretz. Remember, he's only bringing Ryan in terms of how to set up the derech eretz of a su'uda. This is a derech of a su'uda. So that's not such a problem. So Omer Rav Shesha said, Rav Shesha, well, okay, but I'll tell you something. Anamat nita yadana. I know, I mean, you know, you could bring a raya from the Persians if you like, but I know a braita. The Tanya. Ketzat seder asava, bizman shein shtei mitot. And the Gadol is Mesav Barosh, sheini lo is lamata imen. We put the second in command over there, even though it's in front of him, but it's down below. So that way I could talk to him. If I'm the Gadol, I don't want to turn around to speak to him. If I have something to say, I expect to say it to someone that I'm looking at, not to someone behind me. So therefore, the second in command goes now, he's Mesav Lamata Imenu. If you have Shalosh Mitot, the Gadol is Mesav Barosh. The Sheini Lo is Lamala Imenu at this point, because otherwise we're going to have now, I'll have to talk with the third in command, not with the second in command, because otherwise, I would be now putting the Sheini low as if he's secondary to the guy who's lower than him. Because after all, he's Lamala from the Shlishi. And it can be looked at as the Shlishi is the one that's now Kavua, and he's above him. So I need to treat the Sheini, at least with the Chashivas, of being above me.
Even though he's behind,
because that's the second most valuable position. Even though this means that it inconveniences me if I want to speak to number two, it's improper to insult number two because I might want to speak to number two. But so if there's only two, then it's perfectly acceptable that he's below me. But if there's three, then already it's insulting to him because vis-a-vis number three, he looks like he's behind him.
Isn't it the same thing that Rosh complained about, that he'll have to turn around?
No, because they had the second guy above him. To whom am I going to talk to? There's nobody here.
Oh, only if
there's... Only if there's three. If there's two, then indeed we put him in front, right. But below.
And if there's three, then you have to deal with it.
Then I deal with it by being the common, right. So that clarifies that issue. Mayim HaRishonim, the halacha is matchilin min hagadol. Now, of course, it's not clear. Is this now... Is this saying that even in a case where you don't have the shulchan, as you know, the minhag in different places is there are different ways. In other words, if you don't have a way for the individual to make his own birkat hamotzi, like in a large suda and so on and so forth, then many people are knowing to have the kids and so on wash first and let the gadol wash less so that he doesn't have to be sitting there twiddling his thumbs, which is what Rav Shesha was complaining about in the first place. For Rav Shesha to bring a braita, which ends up saying the same thing, doesn't make any sense. Mayim achroni. If you have five people, then matchilim min hagadol. If you've got more than five people, you're going to have 100 people. In other words, what we do is we say, look, there's got to be some seder advarim. We're not going to have the person be noto mayim and wait there for 20 people to be Naitul Yada. Let him continue to eat.
If there's my machlonim, if there's five people, the mele, and somewhat there's another minute for the next guy to be nice. Once you go beyond five, so then let's say you have 100 people that are over there, then matchilim and akatana shabagin etzel chamesh until you get to the last five, and then you go back and you give it to the gadol. Ulamakom shemayim achronim chozrim l'sham bracha chozeret. In a place when they come to the five. If the Gadol, the Balabayit, gives the Mayim Achronim at that point to someone in particular, then that someone is meant to be the person that's going to say Birkat HaMazon, and this, as we already saw this earlier, Miseyel El Rav, Diomer Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Kol Anotel Yadav Ba'achronat Chila, Hu Mizugman Lebracha. It's the last guy that does Birkat HaMazon. And then, of course, the story with Rav and Rukhiya that were sitting in front of Rebbe. Omalei Rebbe l'Rav kum mashay yatcha, get up and wash your hands. Which he took to mean, you filthy slob, you. So Chazit the Kamirta to Rukhiya sees Rav absolutely devastated by this. Omalei bar parti, please, son of Gedalim, didn't you understand what he was saying? Ayin bibrikat mizonako, he's trying to tell you to prepare benching. So he gives it a little extra time. That's why I would give it before the last. I'm going to give it to him the last one. I'll be taken by surprise. So after the, when we're up to the last five, give it to him. And that'll be, put him on notice. He'll gather his thoughts together. And be ready for Birkat HaMazon.
And that's because he'll automatically, in the big group, they'll know that it's not the one who's given to the chipbench.
Yeah.
When you see a big group, then you know.
Yeah. I, even though we're sort of in the middle of the sugya, I think we can hold off. It's
two
late
things.
Till
the Rav is going to mention today what he said earlier in the other death about the when you bench like one
what the Tosafot that discusses what the
what
meaning
that mean of that phrase really mean that we bench or
what was your question?
We eat as one. Shlosha shachul kechad. What is that concept?
Really?
I mentioned
it
yesterday.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
But I'll be right back.
Okay. Are we doing it?